Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Chatting with Aislinn Govender, Head of Commercial Operations at Delivery Car Speed. Aislinn, appreciate the time. Entrepreneurial section, let's first dig into a bit around the business. And first question, what is Delivery Car Speed?
Awesome. Thanks, Simon. Yeah, so basically, I'd say we are South Africa's most promising startup. Reason I say that is multi-award winning. We've just launched 3 years ago, and we've taken the country by storm already, right? We service the underserviced market, so we specialize in townships logistics, right? So a part of the market that's been ignored for many years. So we decided to come in, look at the problem, and take the bull by the horns, basically.
I mean, that's essentially, I mean, this is, and I know from experiences, it's that last mile. Mm-hmm. Now, if you live in a nice suburb in Joburg or wherever, it's fine. You've got a good street, you've got a name, you've got lights. Well, maybe you haven't got lights if you're in Joburg, but you get the point. Townships are a whole different game, and that's the sort of the problem you were setting out to solve.
100%, Simon. When it comes to the township, there's a lot of problems to solve, right? And it's not just township-specific problems. Mm-hmm. It's South African problems that basically multiply within the township. Crime, for example. And the current climate of our economy doesn't really allow businesses to thrive in the townships. Your insurance premiums are higher.
Yeah.
There's surcharges. There's taxes. There's a lot of things to operate in the township. And we kind of use that tech mentality, let's go in and disrupt the market kind of view. And we found some really pretty and interesting ways to tackle the situation. As you said, a simple issue like, hey, my address is number 123 on X Street. In the townships, you don't find that. We literally have to call these customers, ask for landmarks, and there's a lot of manual intervention when it comes to finding these clients. And we do all of that in order to provide them the same service as you would in 4 ways.
And I like that. It's kind of like almost a more personal touch. In this case, it's not concierge because we're fancy and you know, driving along in our Rolls Royce. This is a kind of a need that is probably actually creating a better experience for the person who's receiving whatever it might be.
100%. And it's actually quite sad that the level of service that the people who live in the township expect is extremely low. Right, they expect to get their packages within a week, within 2 weeks, whereas within major city hubs, we expect our package to come on the same day sometimes. Right, and by us providing these services in the township, you basically see the excitement, the joy. It's a simple thing as delivering a parcel. People get extremely excited when we deliver it in a time frame that they're not used to. Right, it's quite nice to see.
When did you launch? You said 3 years. That really is quite new.
100%. So the company was founded in 2021, right? So just as COVID reared its head in, right, we launched at that point. And we started as a food delivery company. But being a food delivery company, we found that logistics as a whole is a problem within the township. And as we kept going, companies kept approaching us, hey, can you assist us to access the townships? Entrepreneurs within the township, hey, can you assist us to deliver our packages into the city? And that's where the model was born, and we turned it into a whole delivery company.
Are you doing the entire sort of chain? In other words, from pickup to delivery, or do you jump in where one of the big delivery folks will say, you know what, we're just not skilled enough to the point we don't know a landmark, we can't get a recognized address?
So we offer a full turnkey solution. So whether you need an entire shebang from your warehouse to the end customer in the township, we do that. If you're a large courier company that just needs us to assist, we do that as well. And we do more than that, right? Besides our courier deliveries, we also offer logistical solutions. So we tend to become the logistics arm to your business instead of you buying a bunch of vehicles and trying to get into the township. Mm-hmm. We distribute for you to your storefront. And on the last part of the spectrum, we also do the on-demand last mile. Let's say you have a bunch of restaurants within the township and you need an on-demand service to get your food delivered. We can actually place bikes at your establishment and help you with that. So we became the entire logistics arm of a township.
And you then, I mean, you're specializing, and I want to call it a niche, mm-hmm. but it's not, because the population in these townships is I mean, I don't know, it's quite possibly it's yeah. the majority of our economy. But you've become that specialized, and I imagine by the third time you're delivering something to Lebohang, you know what the landmark is, and it becomes that familiarity perhaps, and a part of the township culture.
100%. It's more than just the address as well. It becomes the drivers, right? These yep. drivers are from the township. We tend yeah. to hire local. That's our whole brand. We promote local. We create jobs. We hire local. And these drivers also become familiar with the customers. It now becomes a daily interaction. And we also make use of quite some interesting tech. So if we deliver to this household on the first time, our tech now stores it, and the second, third, fourth, fifth time becomes extremely simple on our side. So we tend to build a map within the township as well.
Yeah, I was going to say you've got that specialized knowledge there. You as I understand, you're now launching into Western Cape.
Yes, really exciting time. So we go on 1,500 kilometers away from where we first started. Yeah, so very strategic from our side.
Yeah,
right. We launched our sister provinces. So we live in Limpopo, we live in the northwest, which is neighboring Gauteng, so out of Gauteng.
Mm.
But Western Cape is across the country from us. If something happens, we can't jump in our car and head down the road to try and solve the problem. And that was the challenge for us. If we can get this right, and when we get the Western Cape right, it then proves to us as a company that we can launch the entire nation extremely quick and as efficient as we did Limpopo. So that was the reasoning as to why we chose Western Cape next, actually.
Yeah, okay, I take that. It's far away. It's not a quick afternoon mm-hmm. drive by any stretch of imagination. We leave it there, Ashlyn Govender, Head of Commercial Operations, Delivery, Car Speed. Appreciate the time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.